The British menswear designer of the year says that the scruffiness of the men he sees around him makes him cry. Patrick Grant says that men's dress sense in this country has been in decline since, well, he says the end of the reign of King George VI. This is the comment that perhaps sums up his view. The whole idea of not wearing a tie is a bit naff. Well, we're joined by Peter Howarth, who's former editor of Arena and Esquire. And the style guru, Peter York, wearing a tie is always naff?
It depends how it's done. If you just take off the bit of polyester anchoring your chain store shirt and then throw it open and think, God, I'm liberated, I'm modern, I'm young, then you're subject to a terrible illusion. And that's a bad thing because it's a decline in discrimination. And we're a nation that's got more discriminating, you know, over the last 20 years, food, art, architecture.
So it's caring that matters?
It's caring and discrimination. It's not about money.
Peter, other Peter, it's about caring and discrimination.
It is up to a point, but this argument that we've been in sort of some kind of stylistic decline for decades is really an argument about conservatism. It's really about preserving some kind of strange heritage Britain status quo. And
well, yeah, Patrick Grant said, until 10 years ago, people had an image of London with an archetypal beautifully dressed man wearing a grey flannel suit and a bowler hat carrying an umbrella.
Yeah, I don't know where...
In 2000, where did it...
I don't know where it was in the 60s.
No, I mean, that really is...
Yes, it's a very narrow Savile Row kind of reductive
view. Yes, he's at the smart
fashion.
End of the business.
He is. But the wonderful thing about British style is it's a kind of pick and mix. I mean, you know, this is a country where you can have a punk rocker sitting next to a business gent on the tube and it won't raise an eyebrow.
But that's the question. Is there style in British men at the moment, Peter?
Not much. But it's a very long-standing tradition. Anthony Eden was not quite a gent because he was too sharply dressed. Bit dodgy, bit Euro, caring a bit too much.
Too fastidious.
Suspect. But that's changed in so many other ways.
I mean, it's a question of whether fastidiousness has been replaced by boldness. But boldness is good in its own.
Well, boldness is, and also, you know, the freedom to dress in the way that you want. This idea that you have to wear a tie to be well-dressed.